Blog Talk Radio.
I am
I've been in a relationship for several years, and I have noticed that there's been changes in our relationship. My wife does not want to be around me as much as she was before, and I am having issues in regards to making sure that she's happy. This is what the email says. He says, I want to do an A-Rod. So for those who don't know, doing an A-Rod basically means taking performance enhancing drugs so that they can go along with you. And that's basically what that means. So he wants to do an A-Rod, but his wife does not want to go along with that. So he's in a dilemma saying, okay, what can I do to spark the fire, you know, get those fireworks back without doing the performance enhancement? And that's where the issue with him is going on. So we're going to try to discuss that, try to take care of what, you know, try to answer that particular question, because that is something that really needs to be discussed. There's a lot of people that are in the same boat. So I have Ms. Choices on the line right now. Ms. Choices, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. So basically what I was talking about, somebody had an email that I got about this guy who has been mad for several, you know, for several years. Now, you know, summertime, we're talking about fireworks going off. But the fireworks aren't going off in his relationship. He's having some issues. So he's thinking about taking the blue pill and thinking that the blue pill is going to help, you know, things go along. But his wife doesn't want him to take the blue pill. So he's in a dilemma saying, okay, what can I do? Should I just take it anyway, don't tell her? Or should I just go along with what's going on right now and just try to hope that things get better? So from a woman's perspective, how do you feel about that?
Well, the question is, does he have erectile dysfunction? Is that his real issue? Or is it that she's not attracted or he's not attracted to her, whatever it is? Has he seen a doctor? You know, it's a lot of things that play into it. But if let's say all that stuff, he's fine. He just thinks that his stamina is not as strong as it needs to be. He may want to look into other things he can do to substitute for that particular time. I don't think he should go directly to a pill. I think he needs to make sure he's explored all his options.
That's the big thing. You know, like I said, you know, we're talking about, you know, summer love, talking about fireworks. And he's talking about the fireworks just aren't, you know, popping like they were before. So, you know, he's having an issue with his wife saying that, okay, hey, you know, I'm not doing like what I used to do. So he feels like, okay, if I take the blue pill, then she'll be happy. You know what I'm saying? But she doesn't want him to take the blue pill because of the fact that, you know, he feels like that's kind of cheating. You know, doing an A-Rod, that's what it feels like to her. You know what I'm saying? You know, you're just doing this because, you know, you're cheating in that sense. You're not, you know, because you feel like you're not getting, she feels that it's the fact that it's not authentic. That's basically what I'm gathering from his email, that she feels not authentic if he takes the pill.
Well, how old are you? Are you at that age, or are you just are you going through a midlife crisis trying to be the stud you used to be, or are you taking into account a reality? Are you stressed out on your job? Is your life stressful? Do you need a vacation? And that may be the only thing. That are you having financial issues? All that plays a part in a man's, you know, stamina. So
that's,
are you just jumping to the immediate
40, fit? 40, just give an idea. 40 years old, so that thing, he's like, you know what, I'm 40. You can't do what he used to do back when 20. That thing, you know, a lot of times women don't understand it, but when we're 20, you know, you got that energy, you got the stamina, you can get it. When you get 40, you know, both parties, you know, men and women, their bodies change. So, you know, he want to have some medical perspective, you know, and not just medical perspective, you got to do what's best for you. You know, that's what I say as a, you know, somebody from medical professionals, like, oh, you got to do what's best for you, because, you know, sometimes, you know, when you get 40, you know, you can't do what you do when you were 20. So that's why you see a lot of dudes, you know, when they hit 40, taking the pill.
Well, I understand that, but I think that's a male persona type thing. I don't think the female would actually look down on him or not be understanding towards the situation. But then it goes back to what's going on in your life. Like, you know, being in a relationship for over 12 years, there are times, and during that relationship, you're like, okay, the woman may ask what's going on, what's happening. We haven't been, you know, as intimate as we normally are. And in his defense, he's like, look, my money's funny. I'm stressed out. I'm trying to get a job. I'm trying to take care of the household, or I'm working two jobs. Like, is that his situation? I mean, he's going to have to give up a little bit more information, not directly go to the pill itself. Because if she doesn't want it, there's a reason why she doesn't want him to take it.
No, that's a very interesting point. And just to let people know, this is Long Talk Radio, the Tone Productions, Love Talk, and we're talking about Summer Love Part 2. This is about the fireworks. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, once you get deeper in the relationship, the fireworks aren't popping like they used to. So I got an email that was talking about how a gentleman's talking about how he, you know, has a little issues and he's trying to figure out what to do to get those fireworks back in the relationship. So, okay, so Miss Choice, you're talking about, you know, finding alternatives. So what do you feel would be an alternative for this guy here to get those fireworks back popping, especially for the 4th of July weekend coming up?
Has he tried dating his significant other? Has he tried one-on-ones with her? Have you tried bringing romance back into the relationship? Or are you streamlining just like, you know, at 5 o'clock we're going to do this and I'm going to be done for the week? Like, what have you done? You know, like, are you directly jumping to the extreme because of one bad moment or two bad moments? Have you taken time with her and relaxed and enjoyed yourself? And it may not all be about going somewhere far. You can go to a hotel room right in your area, someplace where just you and her are, turn your phone off and have a one-on-one. You can go buy your groceries, cook a meal, bring it up there. You know, whatever fits your budget, you got to get creative, you know what I'm saying, if that is your case. Or you don't have the luxury of going so far away, you may have small children. But for one night, you know, are you turning it off sometimes, you know what I'm saying, getting to know her again? And maybe that's it. Maybe it's not the fact that it's something wrong with him. Maybe she's just bored, or, you know, you're bored, or you're not seeing what she really needs, or you feel like you should be doing this, but that necessarily is not what she's asking for. Have you had that conversation with her?
So that's a very interesting point. A lot of times when people are in a relationship for a long period of time, things become routine. We've talked about this numerous times on this show about changing the routine. So today we're talking about fireworks, talking about the fireworks for the summer, and, you know, maybe you need to bring some of that fire to help create a new and different experience. So maybe that might help in regards to, you know, instead of using the performance enhancers, maybe trying to take it to the next level in different ways. That is definitely a good option that people, you know, can do. So, but the thing is, it's difficult for men in particular. You know, like I said, a lot of times men are a part of routine. They want this structure, they want this and that. Everything's got to be so streamlined to the point where they feel like when things aren't going the way, you know, jumping off, the fireworks aren't popping, they want to go to performance enhancers to make sure that the fireworks get to where they need to be. That's a difficult thing when it comes down to relationships with men.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you got to come up out of your norm. If you want that summer type, I guess we'll call it, you know, that summer type of spark, that 4th of July spark, that kick that brings everything back, you gotta prepare yourself for that. You got to mentally prepare yourself for what you want to happen, not to the point where, you know, it's Thursday, it's Tuesday, you know, at 5 o'clock, this is what we're going to do. You don't want that in your life. No woman wants a routine. Like, no woman wants, or nobody wants a relationship where all the spontaneity is gone.
That's true.
Everybody
That's
wants
true.
Something new, you know, something original, something that they haven't done before or something they haven't done in a while. That's what you're looking for. But if every time you turn around, you're complaining about this, you complain about that, because something's not there, sometimes you just got to step away from that and just handle things on a one-on-one basis.
Okay, so Ms. Jordan, how do you feel the best thing to keep the fireworks in the relationship going over the summer?
Say it again.
To this gentleman or to any of the, you know, any people that's listening right now, to keep the fireworks going over the summer.
I say utilize this time of the year when you're able to be outside, get away, you know, have a little day trip or something like that. If it's no more than going to the next city, get a hotel room, see something new, spend time in the, you know what I'm saying, in the city. If you drink, have a couple drinks, but have somewhere where you can come back and not have to deal with life for at least 24 hours. You know, if you were close to the beach, ride to the beach, you know what I'm saying, for a few hours, relax on the beach, whatever it may be. You may not have to get a room down there. You may just live in the area. But start to get little things that, you know, can help you get here, help you get there, because if you don't start taking that one-on-one time, you're going to lose all spark. And, you know, try something new. Try something different. You don't always have to bring a friend. You know, don't bring a crew every time you go somewhere. Let it just be you two sometimes. Meet new people. Have new conversations. You never know what can happen. But if you don't do these things, you know, you're going to put yourself in a rut. And this is the perfect time of the year. The summer is the time when you're out. You're able to be out, you're able to do things, you're able to see nature, you're able to, you know, say, experience the beach life. Take advantage of that.
That's a good point. It's good information right there to try to figure out what you need to do for the summertime. And that's the biggest thing, because, you know, a lot of people right now, they're, you know, the summertime, people are trying to build relationships, people are trying to develop relationships, or if you already are in a relationship, the summertime is a time where it's critical, even when you're married for a long point of time. You know, your kids are going with the grandparents. You have a little bit of free time. So people are trying to figure out how to build that spark back. And that's, I think, where I feel the female is going, where people are trying to find that spark, where they're trying to say, okay, you know what? You know, we have a little bit of free time. We have a little bit of energy. Because the kids are gone, the kids, you know, summertime, you know, things are a little more relaxed than it was during the school year. So what can we do to keep that flame going or reignite that flame? When I see email, like what the gentleman said, like I'm going to keep it, unless you want me to say your name, or will not say your name, I'm going to keep it anonymous, I will. You know, what he's trying to say, he feels like he's at a loss, it seems like, because of the fact that it's the summertime, and he wants to make sure that that spark is still going, that the fireworks can prop up, but he's having a hard time figuring out what way to go in order to get those fireworks, you know, fireworks happening. And that's what this show is all about, trying to make sure we give you options. So the main thing is, what if he did take the pill? What if he took the blue pill and didn't tell his wife? Would that be a bad thing?
I'm pretty sure she noticed.
she was hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey, she might enjoy it. You know, she might enjoy it. If she didn't know, would that be a problem?
Depends on the woman. Women don't like, and I mean, if she's nosy enough, she'd find out anyway, and then that'll be a conversation, because she may feel disrespected, or she may feel like, you know, you went behind my back when I asked you not to. On the other hand, she may not know and like it and be like, oh, we're going to try this again. You know, so it just depends on who you're dealing with. You got to know your mate.
that's true. I mean, shoot, hey, you can't get the fireworks going today. The fireworks are happening. You know, sometimes you got to make those fireworks go a little faster, a little sooner. For that.
But maybe that's not what's missing, though. He may think that's what it is because he's not, long-winded. And she may, just be missing the touch or she may be missing the intimacy piece of it. And that may be what is lacking for her. Like, she may complain about the sex in general, but her big thing may be that there's no intimacy there. There's no one-on-one connection, and he's taking it like he's not performing or he's not up to par, when literally that may not be the case at all. I would love to hear how she feels.
That's a good point. That's a very good point. When you think about it, you're thinking about a lot of times the men, when you see the commercials, they're talking from that one perspective, saying, okay, you need the performance enhancers to make sure she's feeling good. But maybe that she's not feeling right because of the fact that they're not doing what they do beforehand. People forget about the pre-show, the pre-game. sometimes you gotta get the pre-game
going. Where
did
that go?
The undercard has to be good before the main event.
But the whole thing, I know people get conformed and you do things a certain way, but the pregame used to be what it was all about. You're getting excited, you're building up to that moment, and even if your moment only lasts 5 minutes, you're exhausted. Like, whatever it may be, because you've done all this before, and you may not have to work so hard in the end, she may not even notice,
That's the big thing. When the undercard is really good, and then when the main event only goes one round, hey, the undercard, took place on the main event. You got to get the undercard right, man. That's a big thing. That's definitely huge.
Well, that should be just so, manual routine stuff. You should get your stuff together, him and her, But, yes, that goes both ways. However, you can't forget about that piece. I understand people have children, they have lives, but that's why I say you have to set aside time for just these type of things, to explore one another, to get to know one another. And I think that may be where his connection is gone, because if you haven't been to the doctor, your doctor is saying that you have a problem, it's more or less there's something that you need to do, and don't go with the quick fix.
That's a very good point right there. This Love Talk, Toyland Production, Toyland Entertainment. This is Miss Choices on the Line, Mr. Ross TV, and we're talking about keeping the fireworks. And that's the thing. A lot of times the fireworks can go. The fireworks can shoot off early without having that long-lasting effect. And that's what we're talking about. Talking about email that I received, and we're receiving a lot of information on this. I'm just looking at tweets right now that's going on, and Twitter is really blowing up on this here. I have one tweet that's saying that he must not be doing what he needs to do, and that's why he's scared. The scare factor comes in. And then I got another one from a male actually saying that, hey, leave him alone. He wants to do what he feels best for the woman by taking the performance enhancers. So it's kind of torn both ways.
I just think that we really need to hear her side. If she, she's willing, possibly our next show is maybe a two-parter where she can be like, let us know why she doesn't want him to take the pill. Because she's the only one who's going to really get, we could speculate all day, but there is a reason why she does not want him to take it. And she knows what it does, she knows what it can do, but that may not be her issue. And you gotta know her side.
That's true. We're looking at it from one perspective. We don't know exactly, according to what we're seeing here, we don't know what she's thinking. Why doesn't she want him to take the performance enhancers? I mean, honestly, as a man, I would think that, she would be cool with it. Like, hey, it's a win-win for everybody. that's what I would think. But, you know, maybe there might be some reason, but, we don't know that particular side. But, I mean, that's where it comes down to when people send emails, you know, we're looking at from one perspective. But, you know, like, keep sending them in because that's what keeps things going. We want to make sure that we're exploring all options. Fireworks, you know, the fireworks in that relationship will be strong in one way or the other, either if you're doing a performance enhancement or he tries to relax. So that's a big thing. So that's what it comes down to when in the relationship that long. Make sure you know what your partner is thinking, what your partner does not want to do. So that way you're understanding how to keep those fireworks going.
Yeah, you got to. You have to have communication. You have to be one-on-one with one another. You have to have that openness with one another, you know, to have the willingness to explore, to admit that you're not doing your part, and then work on that because everybody wants the sparks to fly. You know, everybody wants to have that spectacular summer fun. You want to have it. You crave it. And if I'm not getting it, I want my summer fun in the spring, I want it in the winter, and I want it in the fall as well. But if I'm not getting it in the summer, you know, when it's hot outside, people got on half the clothes, and then I can't get it when I'm bundled up either, like, somebody's going to have a problem soon. And we wonder why the divorce rate keeps going up. That's just my opinion.
That's true. I'd say that's a big thing because a lot of people don't, you know, especially in the summertime, the stress can come pretty strong because people are like, oh, man, I got to go on vacation. I got to, you know, kids are out. You know, we have this time, but what can I do? And I think that's a lot of the big issue that are on people's minds. Like, okay, this summertime, what can I do that might be cost-effective? People on a budget. What can they do that's cost-effective and still keep the intimacy going in their relationship during the summer? Because, you know, the kids are home now, so you can't say, oh, man, you know, we got a couple hours, the kids are away. Kids are home all day. It's summertime. They're out of school. So how can you keep the intimacy going in the summer when the kids are home?
You need to go call a babysitter, call a nanny, call grandma, call auntie. Call your goddaughter, whoever, to come over, sit with these kids for about a day or a couple hours. I don't know how y'all want to swap it out because sometimes you have much fun in 4 hours than you can in a whole day. But you need to take the time to plan it out, make sure your children are safe first and in great hands, not good hands, great hands. And then go about your business and have fun with, you know what I'm saying, with your significant other. Don't let having children stop your passion. Like, that's just bananas. That, hey, you had to have some type of something going on then to get them. Don't let that stop.
I think you'd be surprised how many people that are in relationships, they'll say that, you know what? Man, you know, summertime is hard for me because the fact that the kids are home, we got to find activities for them. They're in the house, so we can't do what we would normally do because of the fact that and the kids at home. That's the big thing. But like you said, grandparents are the key to getting your fireworks going in the summer. I'm telling you, you have, okay, hey, you're going to spend a week with your grandparents. You know that.
Right.
That's a big thing.
Right.
Take that week.
Vacation,
take
Bible school
week.
Or something, and take a day
exactly.
off.
That's true. That's true. Take advantage of that time. You know, you got a week where, you know, but the grandparents say, hey, we're going to take our grandbaby to vacation Bible school. Okay, do it. Love it. You know what I'm saying? So they're learning, and you're learning as well. You're getting your study in as well. That's what you're
having. Exactly.
It's important to take that time, because if you don't over the summer, then when else? What other time are you going to get that chance? You have to. You have to make this move right now with summertime. Make sure you're doing what you have to do for yourself, for your relationship, and make it build and make it grow strong.
Absolutely.
Exactly. So we only have a few seconds left. Mitch, please, how can people get in contact with you?
They can hit me up on Twitter at Miss Choices One, or Instagram at Miss Choices One as well. Or you can hit me up on Facebook at Miss at Choices Brown, ChoiceZ Brown.
That's right. And of course, as always, we are brought to you by Tranquil Mind by Rod Massage and Wellness. And once again, this is the holiday season coming up. This is getting tech, health fairs, birthdays, different occasions going on. If you are in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, make sure you contact me. Tweet me at RC44. Go on to Facebook.com/TQMind. Or you can contact me at this number here in D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, 240-778-5219. That way you can book your appointment for the summer, because it's all about summer love. And we are going to go through this summer with all the topics that are being hot in this area when it comes down to love and relationships. And that's what it's all about. And so, like, one more tweet that came in, and I want to mention this here, because people are calling it summer love since the Supreme Court passed the bill to approve same-sex marriages. Real quick, we have a good 10 minutes. We're going to overtime. I don't care. We're going to overtime because this is an important topic. How do you feel about this rainbow coalition that is going on right now?
Let me say this. You can be who you want to be with. That's on you. However, but the Bible, the King James Version, does not support same-sex marriages. And what people are not realizing is, just because the law said it's okay, that doesn't mean that God said it's okay. Like, these people really need to get in and read their Bibles and find out what the true meaning of a marriage is. Because my thought process goes back to the most simplest thing that I know. When God created the earth, he made Adam and he made Eve. He didn't make Jane and Julie, and he didn't make Paul and Peter at the same time. So in a perfect world, of course, we would say male and female, but it's not a perfect world. But people need to realize that is a demon seed that is growing up in you, that making you do the things that you're doing. And if you are not willing and not strong enough to fight against that, you're going to keep conforming to the world. And if you conform to the world, your next destination is hell. And that's how I feel about that.
Sorry, that, I tell you, it's important. This love talk, we're talking about love in all avenues. So that's why I want to bring this up. We got a few minutes left, and we're going to overtime on this here, because it's very important that we talk about this here. You know, summer love, and this is the summer of love. That's what people are calling. People are calling this particular era because of what happened last week. So I want to take the last few minutes to bring this up, because the fact is, you know, when I saw the White House, you know, colored in the rainbow colors, it kind of took me off guard. Because it's like, okay, I understand, you know, that it's important that, you know, that people have respect. All right, you respect what you do. You know what I'm saying? If that's your lifestyle, you can live your lifestyle. However, when it comes down to, you know, what is real, you got to understand that that's not real. That's not natural. And, you know, this is our personal opinion, and that's why we have this radio show, because we want to make sure we get our, you know, our voice, our opinion, and that's what it's about. If you don't like it, let us know what you think about this. So when I see you on Facebook, all these people with the rainbow pictures over their face, it kind of got to me, because I'm like, okay, are you really true about this, or do you really feel like this is authentic? Is really something that, you know, that is natural? You know, and I think about Brittany Griner and Gloria Johnson. For those who don't know, Brittany Griner and Gloria Johnson are WNBA players. And they were married for pretty much 2 weeks. And then Gloria Johnson says, oh, I'm pregnant. Brittany Griner says, oh, well, we're getting divorced. You know, that thing is, there's no connection, I feel, when it comes down to same-sex marriage, because of the fact that it's not authentic, it's not real, it's not natural. So, you know, I feel that there's a chance that there's a disconnect naturally, because there's nothing that physically can connect them in a relationship. I mean, that's my thing. You can't be physically connected when there's, you know, when there's no natural balance to it. Everything has to have a balance in sex. And if you're a same-sex marriage or same-sex relationship, there's no balance. Everything's imbalanced because the body is not like that. God did not provide the physicality, you know, and from a physical level to have that balance between a male and male, female and female. And that's how I feel about it. It's, you know, it's what you do, do what you do. But these pride parades that's going on, celebrating everything that's going on with the Supreme Court, I feel that that's not the same as the civil rights movement. And that's where I have a problem with what's going on.
Yeah, I fully agree. I think that people are taking it too far. I think that, you know, I was on Facebook the other day and I seen these two guys wedding. And I'm just like, seriously, don't get me wrong. I know mothers and fathers and family, you love your family for who they are. But at some point, somebody got to speak up and say, hey, you going too far. You know, like, don't give that impression. That what they're giving the impression out to these younger generation is, it's cool to be gay. You know, that's the persona that they're giving. It's okay. Don't worry about it. It's cool to be gay. But I remember growing up, coming up through school, you may have seen one gay person, they were going to hide it as far as they can hide it because they didn't want to get, you know what I'm saying, be, you know what I'm saying, alienated from everybody else. When they got older, yeah, they did what they did, but you didn't hear all about that while they was in school. It wasn't as open and flamboyant as it is now. I don't know what happened to make it all be okay. I'm still trying to find a connection with that.
That's the big thing. I mean, it's just about the fact that, you know, these pride parades and things like that, they have a new power system. You cannot say anything against, you know, homosexuality. You can't say anything against what it stands for. Or now the Supreme Court talking about that just love and marriage is equal. And, you know, it's this stuff. I mean, like, really some tweets and emails on this. I don't care. You know, bring them. Bring them in. Tell me what you think about this topic because it is an important topic that we need to talk about. And that's what Love Talks is about. Yes. You can love who you want. Does that mean I agree? I you know, personally, I feel that it's a whole different avenue when it comes down to loving the same gender. But, you know, hey, tell us what you think about this. You've heard our emails, you've heard our Facebook. Let us know what you think about this because this summer, it's supposed to be the summer of love. It's supposed to be the summer where the Supreme Court has changed what the states are doing when it comes down to love and relationships. We want to know what you think about this, and we will have a serious topic about it. You know, Love Talk is not about just the frivolous stuff. We want to get into serious topics. So let us know what you think about this here. You can call us, call in next week. Let us know how you feel about this particular topic, and we want to try to get to the bottom of everything. So this is our show. You know, on behalf of Miss Choices, Mr. Vice Stevie, until next time, we'll talk.